About 4 years ago, I can still remember how the weasels tried to ruin Tony's show. They said, let's delay today's podcast and direct folks to the live broadcast, and maybe we can make some extra dough. But as it dragged on, it made folks bitter. Free Mr. Tony was trending on Twitter. Management didn't notice, and the littles felt so hopeless. So I have to say I almost cried when Nigel hinted at a big surprise. But one day I finally listened live. The day the delay died. So Monday, you'll finally hear Monday's show. Oh, and Tuesday, you can download Tuesday's show. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you can get all of those shows. 'Cause the podcast delay finally died.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel like... it's the end of an era for TK Jingles. Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for March 30th, 2015. I am your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. And today we're going to talk a lot about the end of the podcast delay. Yes, I'm sure you've noticed by now, if you listen to Tony's show and not just this show, that the podcast delay is finally over. Now, many folks have written to me or tweeted this past week that they were surprised the weasels finally saw the light. And alas, the podcast delay ending had more to do with the man cave stupidity than it did anything else, because the podcast delay was conceived by Chuck Sapienza, and Chuck was fired in the whole man cave nonsense over the past few weeks with oustering Mike and Mike and all that stuff. So that whole screw up and hoax and whatever the hell else that was directly led to the end of the delay. So I'm not going to complain. I'm shocked that it happened that way, but I am glad that it's over. And on the Man Cave saga, that ridiculous show that last week I was lamenting about how after the great tease of ending Mike and Mike, the Man Cave had been canceled, and now we were stuck with Mike and Mike. I guess today the Man Cave is back. It's debuting its very first episode. So I'm sure it will be somewhere between terrible and just okay. But it can't be any worse than Mike and Mike. So I am thrilled that we have a new option on ESPN 980, even if the promos are absolutely ridiculous. I heard one today when I was driving that it was Chris Paul, and he said, finally a place where you can put your feet up, get wild, and nobody needs to know about it. I mean, most people are listening on their drive into work, so obviously you're not going to put your feet up. Probably can't get too wild, and why in the hell would that have to be a secret? It's a radio show, and it's a four-hour radio show. It's not some little thing that you can quickly sneak in the bathroom and listen to, because it's just such an amazing secret. Anyway, so that doesn't portend well for the future of that show, but whatever. Mike and Mike is gone for now. All right, so on today's episode, we've got some new songs, a huge segment on the podcast delay, and then some bonus material in the mailbag. Before we do that, I want to give a quick update on the Kickstarter. Things are going really well. We're almost up to 4,000, which is about twice of my initial goal. I've got some pricing estimates on the t-shirts. All that stuff is in pre-production. I should have some samples here this week. So watch on Twitter or Facebook. I'll be giving a few of those away just trying to do a little final promotion before we wrap this thing up here. I really wish that I had anticipated everybody's generosity. I wouldn't have had this drag on for 30 days. I really didn't think it would be that we'd hit the goal that quickly. So thank you all, those of you who have contributed. If you haven't yet and you'd like a t-shirt, a sticker, a shot puts of a shot glass, or a custom jingle or whatever, go to tkjingles.com for more info. So we've got four new songs this week I wanted to play up front. The first is a collaboration by Kyle and Judo Fuse, and this is an homage to all of the Choking Dog teams in Washington. Just hilarious. And then John Fitzpatrick with Psycho Killer. This is a more traditional mailbag. It's nice to hear some of those. Everything seems to be about Tony's laundry, so every now and then it's nice to have one that mentions the faxes and notes. Then Sympathy for Mr. Tony by Brian and Judo Fuse. And then another collaboration by Kyle with Joe Arrow. This was on Tony's show last week. Let's Rest Our Guys.
When you see those choking dogs for the first time, you understand why Tony feels this way. 'Cause the truth is that they stink in all the playoffs, like Georgetown, Pittsburgh, Virginia Tech, and even Notre Dame. Off season when they gather the best record, the caps and ads were full, just like a house of cards, like the San Diego Chargers and Dallas Cowboys. Saga at the big games, when facing better guards. Think about how many times they have fallen, choking by shooting bricks or awful interceptions. Inside of their losing ways cannot be forgotten. Tony's been around
complaints and wisecracks. He's rich as Midas, yet he begs for snacks. Rants and rages like his head's on fire. He'll get canned before he'll retire. Mr. Tony, this show stinks. My mailbag. Got emails, faxes, and your notes. Mr. Tony, kid, 'cause we love read them 444 all of you folks. Ho 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 ho. Ay 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 ay. You start a conversation, who knows where you finish it. You're talking a lot, but you're not writing anything. Most time what you have to say comes from left field. Say something once, then you say it again and again and again. Mr. Tony, what happened? My mailbag. Got emails, faxes, and your notes. Oh, Mr. Tony. Wear white, rah, 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 read 'em. 444 all of you folks. Oh, ho, ho, Mr. Tony. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm in one of Junior's books. I've been around for a lot of years. Bald and orange, that's my look. I was around when columnists were the ticket to wealth and fame. Talk my way on the Americans. Now Kerry Russell knows my name. Oh yeah. Pleased to meet you, but you already know who I am. Puzzling is how the podcast was delayed until now. Oh yeah. I couldn't stick around at the Washington Post, whereas you said it was time for a change.
star radio made my enemies scream in pain. So if you meet me, don't bother me. Have some courtesy and get away. I have this Langer Market. Come over there, rip off your face. I'm pleased to meet you, but don't you know who I am? Oh yeah. What's puzzling me is, how do I plug in this TV? Oh yeah, get away from me now. Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know who I am?
Come on, everybody, get some rest. Oh, you're looking tired, playing every other day in the NBA. We gotta get some rest, so we'll be at our best. Come on, let's rest our guys, like we did last weekend. Yeah, let's rest our guys in the NBA. Do you remember when guys would play full seasons? Since Pop is here, rest of time is near. He says they run and jump and shoot and dunk the ball too much. So suit them up and let them wave a towel. Yeah, let's rest our guys. Adam Silver won't notice. Yeah, let's rest our guys. The new trend this year. Rest it up, boys!
So I mentioned earlier that the podcast delay on Mr. Tony's show, after 4 years of stupidity, and they finally tried to introduce some ads at the end, but it was a total bomb. After 4 years of delaying the show for basically no reason other than this idea that it would force people to listen live, which never made any sense, it's finally over. And this has been a great source of material on the, for the DK Jingles podcast and the website and the show. I don't know what we're going to do going forward. I mean, I guess it's going to be now Mike and Mike is gone too. What do I have left to bitch about? I think I'm going to really have to be listening closely to Tony's show and find out what else is going on. It's going to be a big sway towards Raju songs or something. But anyway, it is a mixed blessing because, of course, I am thrilled with the fact that the podcast delay is over, because now I can actually hear the show and Kelleher's segment will finally make sense. And, you know, it won't be waiting on this stupid delay or having to go to some bootleg lower quality podcast. So I have written way too many songs about the podcast. As I went back trying to select some songs for this segment, half of these are going to be by me. It's something that drove me so crazy over the years. And I got such a good reaction to the first one that I did about the podcast. I think that really inspired me more than anything else to keep writing them, because Tony thought that that was so funny. So first we're going to play one of the first ones I did coming back in 2014, a parody of the Eagles, Learn How to Sell. Then John Fitzpatrick's celebration of the end of the podcast delay, Tones Free. Then the original podcast delay song, The Delay Won't Work, which is a song by The Verve, which generally you would never hear in the mailbag, except for the fact that it was about the podcast delay, so they played it. Then KJ's kind of anti-podcast delay lament, Ain't No Sunshine. And then my What Was College For? Michael Martin Murphy parody. KJ with a heartfelt post the show now, I need you now parody. Then I've Loved These Days, back from my 31 and 31 from last summer, about all the things that I missed in life because I rely on Tony for my news. It's the podcast delay. And then an appropriately sad, bittersweet farewell to the podcast delay with Judo Fuse, It's Hard to Say Goodbye to the Podcast Delay.
Mr. Tony finally came back, right
after Labor Day. But most of the world doesn't know that, 'cause of the podcast delay. The cheese boy said the delay would end. They'd researched a new business model, but it's deja vu all over again. The weasels never will learn how to sell. Learn how to sell. Oh, I believe in you weasels, I believe. You're gonna sell someday, you're gonna sell real good.
Every day in the week with the weasels, it wasn't pretty. They made us wait too long just to pull the show down. They walk around, heads in a fog. What a bunch of schmoes, I swear. Too lame to realize how the world now works out there. Hey, and that's why you can't hold Tony down. The show's gotta download now. It's gotta stream. Ow! I said Tone's free. No more podcast delay. Tone's free. Get today's show today. Tone's free. Just push play. He finally got his way. This baby.
Now the show is nearly over. The bagels are almost gone. Here's Tony's mailbag. You got your notes, and he's gonna read some for you, folks. This podcast delay is pointless. A misguided business plan. I can't listen live 'cause I work till five. No podcast delay is gonna change that. The delay won't work. It just makes it worse, 'cause every show becomes irrelevant. I'd love to listen live, but I can't listen live. You see, whoa. Add some commercials, you could even make some more money, whoa. Tony's made this point, but I think I'll make the point again, you moron.
I hear the podcast delay's gone. We can hear it the same day. Yes, there's sunshine, now it's gone. It's been here for way too long. We never thought it'd go away. I wonder how this will change our songs. Wonder what else we can say. Yes, I'm glad that delay's gone and they finally have free tone. But a damn good jingle it made. At least there's no Billy Joe, 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 no Billy Joe. At least they didn't play that Billy Joe song, 'cause that means our Satchmo is gone.
I've been hearing excuses. You say I should listen live, but every every podcast could have just one or two ads, and advertisers aren't hard to find. That is the point of a podcast. It's another form of media you could monetize. No one ever said that weasels were clever, but tell me, what was college for?
Another shot of whiskey, can't believe the show's still late. And I can't blame Enzo, he's no longer getting paid. It's a quarter after six, now I'm getting pissed, just where is the show? By the time they send it in, I'll be three sheets to the wind, come on, post the show. And I don't know how they can't figure it out, post the show right now.
Time, who's gonna win? Will it be George Bush or Bill Clinton? And don't forget Ross Perot. We'll get the results on Tony's next show. Am I nuts, or is there a slight delay? By. I wanna hear about the finale of Mr. Belvedere. And what's the latest on Nancy Kerrigan? Do you think she'll ever skate again? I'm getting my news a little late.
Yesterday.
an appropriate ending to that medley of podcast delay tunes. I laugh about it now, but 2 weeks from now, when I'm sitting in my car wondering what songs am I going to write for next week's show, I'm not going to have that crutch to fall back on about pitching about the podcast delay. So speaking of being in my car, this last segment here before the mailbag, folks at work and in my family often ask me, Jerry, how do you have so much time to write all this material? Aren't you a very successful family and businessman that should be much busier with those things that are more important in your life? And of course, the answer is yes. But one of the ways that I do it is in the car. I will be listening to music and I'll be trying to think of other lyrics to go along with that, and listening to Tony's show and riffing on some things. And so occasionally I will pull out my phone and just start improvising to some melody or some tune that I was thinking of. So in this last segment, I thought I would play a recent demo that I did just driving along in the car, and then segue into the number one jingle of this past week, which is based on that demo. And then we'll end this bonus segment with a very inside baseball best of the TK Jinglers tune by Ron Moretti and Eric Yanis, and that will segue us into the mailbag. So enjoy. This is hardly the Beatles anthology, but I just thought it was an interesting look into the process of how I create these silly jingles for Tony and all of you that happen to be listening now.
He's listening to the radio show, works at the Post, do-do-do-do. If Tony describes it, Cheese Boy will transcribe it. He loves sampling cheeses. Hey, have you tried this Gruyere, or how about the Camembert? His own personal cheeses. Sometimes he wants Camembert, sometimes it's Gruyere. Sits all alone with the radio, listening close to the Kornheiser show. If TK describes it, Cheese Boy transcribes it. Works like a dog on his media log. It's sort of a blog, but he calls it a bog. Types at a computer, one nibble in Gouda. He loves sampling cheeses. Nothing could be any better than a mouthful of cheddar. Every weekday attending the little ones will make for me soon. For Mr. Tony's views on sports, weather and news, but mostly for his connection. Trying to find the fire it takes for a penny laced with sinker. And if Nigel is kind, perhaps they will find that they wake among the best TK Jinglers. Jerry the Grary, John Fitzpatrick, Ryan and Patrick Moffitt from Sacramento. Judolph used to hate to eat Joe Viva Hammer, Love Ready, Brad Weiss, and Joe Arro.
Ron and Eric, thank you for that lovely tribute to TK Jingles and all the folks that contribute to this show every week and to Tony's show and the website. I hadn't listened to that Personal Cheeses demo before I included it here, so I thought it was hilarious that as percussion, you can hear my turn signal throughout the entire track. the driving beat of the Ford turn signal. All right, so in the mailbag, the TK Jingles mailbag, first I wanted just to comment that Jason Reed, the host of The Man Cave, just followed me on Twitter. And I can't tell if that's a because he was so honored by all the songs that I've been writing about him, or if that's one of those keep your friends close and your enemies closer situations where he wants to closely monitor the crap that I'm chatting about their show. And last week, Wokeson, or Wokeson, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, discovered the TK Jingles podcast and sent this message in, said, love the show, very entertaining. Also, I'm very lazy, so getting it over RSS is so much easier than going to the website. And that was one of the reasons I created the podcast, but I do encourage you to go to the website because I only include 50% maybe of what's on the website. There's so much more up there, and you know that this just captures what I happen to like each week, hardly the best of. So, Wokeson, if you're listening now, please go check it out from time to time. Leave a message, let people know what you think of their songs. Then Pete Carney, commenting on the whole Man Cave fiasco, says, I trust that Jerry Negrelli realizes the connection between not getting the Man Cave and not having a delay. I wonder if he'd make the trade. And, well, I guess I don't have to make the trade because now I have both, unless they reinstate Sapienza at the same time they reinstate the Man Cave, in which case they'll probably reinstate the delay. But I would much rather have the Man Cave, I'd rather have the, let's see, what am I choosing between here? Having a delay and Man Cave or Mike and Mike? I don't even know what I'm choosing between this scenario, but I guess I could live with Mike and Mike and a delay, but I'm happy that we don't have to deal with that situation. And then Dylan, and this kind of echoes with some of the jingles earlier, says, I've grown accustomed to delays from My Fair Lady because I miss having Mr. Tony on a podcast delayed Saturday. And for those of us that have been living with a delay for years, mowing the grass, doing things in the yard, doing work around the house, that always was a cherished time to catch up on the podcast because it was released, you know, that you were listening to episodes that were, 24 hours, 48 hours old. So now that you get it in real time, it's tough. Although I do think to that point that Friday shows weren't released until Monday anyway, so there was like a 3-day delay built in for those episodes. I'm not sure they would release it on Saturday anyway. Then Anita sends a note. She says, you should have Nigel or Chris Eliza do trivia for the world tour. And I think that's a great suggestion. You know, Nigel, you know, he's fairly non-committal, but he says he'll be there, so I'm excited that that he'll be there. And we don't really have a role for him yet. I don't know if he'll sing one of his really disgusting raunchy songs, if we'll do some of his stand-up material, or do something else like that. So if you have ideas, things you'd like to hear Nigel do or hear him talk about at the live event June 27th at Kilroy's here in Springfield, Virginia, just across the street literally from Annandale, 2 minutes from my house, please send them to podcast@tkjingles.com or tweet at Jerry Negrelli. And then lastly, Elliot asks, do you hate Mike and Mike more than Tony hates Raju? And I think that that's something that's misconstrued. I don't personally hate either of those guys, but I do think that their show represents all that is wrong with sports entertainment. It's like when Jon Stewart went on with Crossfire a couple of years ago and just ripped those guys a new one for basically echoing the talking points of each side, not really having a real conversation. And while, you know, I'm not necessarily a fan of how Stewart went about doing that, he did have a point that they just weren't adding anything to the discussion. They were just echoing the party lines, and it just was pretty stupid. And I feel like that's what Mike and Mike do. They just go out there, and you have to fill 4 hours of time, which is really hard to do, but it's the most banal, bland, pointless conversation that I have ever heard on the radio. I mean, literally, they'll go on there and just say, hey, who was your favorite Eagles player that ever wore the number 6, go, and then spend an hour talking about that. Or maybe they'll take calls. I don't even know if they take calls. Just stupidity. And they only get guests because they work for ESPN. They only have a show for 10, 15 years, whatever it's been, because they are willing to just go out there and trumpet whatever corporate thing ESPN wants them to talk about, whatever the story of the day is. They just echo it. They don't create anything. They're just there to fill a vacuum, I think, and for affiliates to have something to put in their morning block if they don't have local talent. So, again, I love Bob Golic. I think he's great. So I don't really hold anything against Mike Golic kind of as a He gets a pass because of that. But on the show, he's just ridiculously bad. And then Mike Green, I don't even know who that is. I don't know what his claim to fame is, how he got that gig, where he came from. But I've never heard him say a single thing that I ever found interesting or funny. So personally, they may be great people, but it is just a god-awful show. And I'm so glad that as of today, it will not be on the flagship station. Now, you can still find it down the dial on AM 570. But hopefully in a couple years, it'll be moved even further down to below where your radio can actually dial to get to it. And then nobody will have to hear it in DC anymore. So on that extremely loving and positive note, if you've listened this far, I really appreciate you listening. You can always send me your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com. Leave me a review for this podcast on iTunes. Review the apps. Send me notes. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Love to hear your feedback. If you haven't contributed to the Kickstarter yet, go check it out. And even if you don't, even if, $10 is too much, I would love to see you in person in June at our live event. So until next week.
Girl, sometimes I wonder how these sales weasels keep their jobs. But every now and then, even a blind squirrel finds a nut.
That show was on forever. God, I don't know why. Who could have possibly wanted 4 hours of those two guys? Silence is better on my morning drive. If I had to choose between Mike and Mike and waterboarding, it's a tie. Try as I might to avoid them outright, their vapid banter is even on satellite. Pain in my ears nearly brings me to tears, turning my radio down. But now it's done, it's the end of the show. DC Radio. It was horrible and it bothered me. Did it bother you? Oh, it's the end of the show. But for how long, I don't know. It was terrible, but if the Man Cave fails, it will be back soon.
Girl, let's hope this Man Cave show is half decent. I mean, it can't possibly be any worse, right? That's a serious question. I mean, it really can't be any worse, right? I mean, Mike and Mike is pretty much the worst. Can't be worse.
You're listening to Mike and Mike
on ESPN Radio.
But we don't have the chutzpah to do it.